1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon, Rusty. It's 21 degrees.
We'll get up to 22 for a high today, but we will stay partly sunny as well.
All right. Governor Scott Walker's main election opponent unveiling a comprehensive plan today to create jobs, encourage entrepreneurs, and boost higher education. Democrat Mary Burke will go into detail this afternoon in a forum at Marquette University. But the former Trek Bicycle executive says Wisconsin has everything it takes to have one of the strongest economies anywhere, but we're not even close. She said the state should invest its resources in entire industries, not individual companies. Burke said her plan will not focus on job growth numbers, but rather how it matches up with other states in job growth, the numbers of college graduates, and how many grads stay in Wisconsin to work.
State officials did not have to explain how wind turbines affected property values when they imposed standards on where those turbines should be located. That's what a state appeals court ruled today. State realtors, builders, and local town officials sued the State Public Service Commission after it approved new rules in 2012 for locating the high-tech windmills. The plaintiffs said the rules were not valid because the PSC never wrote a report on how the rules affect home and land values. The 3rd District Appellate Court agreed with the Brown County Court ruling that a report is only needed when state rules directly affect housing. The PSC concluded that wind turbines do not affect land values, although many residents still disagree.
Well, for the first time in 10 years, residents in the city of Sheboygan Falls have a race for mayor. It's also the first time Randy Meyer is facing a challenge since he took the office in 2004. Meyer said on Sheboygan's Morning News this morning he's interested in serving a sixth term and continuing the economic growth the city has seen over the past few years.
I think we're finally really at a point where we're going to see more and more growth. We've made it through the recession, so I came in right shortly before the recession time started, so just want to see us through the boom times now.
Meyer also wants to see the completion of the municipal building renovations and continue improving traffic safety along the Highway 2332 corridor.
These things, when you're working with the state DOT and everything, they don't happen overnight. They happen through consistent, sustained effort. And I'm really gratified that that will happen because it's a dangerous intersection there. Make it safer for a number of folks out in that area.
Residents will choose from either Meyer or Alderman Dan Krieger when they head to the polls on Tuesday, April 1st.
Governor Walker signed his tax cut plan into law yesterday. Wage earners can expect their paychecks to increase next week as withholdings are reduced. It would mean about $522 more dollars over the next year for the average worker.
What people overwhelmingly tell me is that the best way to keep our economic recovery going forward is to put more money back into the hands of the hardworking taxpayers.
Democrats call it an election year gimmick.
Well, frost continues to impact the Wisconsin flooding forecast. Steve Buen is a senior hydrologist with NOAA's North Central River Forecast Center.
In Wisconsin, we've got really a tale of two seasons going on. We're in the late winter stage in the northern half of the state with a lot of the snowpack still remaining. There hasn't really been much thawing up there. And in the southern half of the state, say from La Crosse area to Green Bay, we've seen a lot of thawing, a lot of river rises, ice jams already. We're in kind of the midpoint there of the spring.
But he says the statewide, the deep frost continues to be an issue, a result of the sustained cold temperatures over the winter months. And Buen says rain falling on that frozen ground is like rain falling on concrete. No runoff, or nothing but runoff, I should say.
President Obama says the overwhelming majority of the world rejects Russia's encroachment into Ukraine. During a news conference at the Nuclear Security Summit, Obama refused to speculate on Russian President Vladimir Putin's mindset, saying he's, quote, less interested in motivation and more interested in the facts. Obama said the U.S. and its allies are examining the effects of sanctions against Russia.
Well, the grim task of trying to find survivors from that massive mudslide in Washington state is continuing. So far now, the death toll is up to 14 from that slide, about 50 miles northeast of Seattle. More than 175 people, though, still reported missing. It's dangerous work for the rescuers as well as they battle thick mud, fallen trees, and the remains of dozens of homes. Farms.
Chippewa Indians have asked a federal appeals court to let them hunt deer at night in northern Wisconsin. District Judge Barbara Crabb said no last December after a trial in her Madison courtroom last summer. In January, the tribe filed a notice that they would appeal, and it happened yesterday. Six Chippewa tribes told the 7th District Appellate Court in Chicago that night hunting has become more common, and the state can no longer argue that it's unsafe. Tribes have attempted for years to hunt deer at night in the off-reservation territory of the North, where treaty rights have long been established.
Well, a Sheboygan teen who was slashed during a drug deal gone bad, formally charged today in Sheboygan County Court, 18-year-old Andrew Grunow, facing charges of contributing to the delinquency of a child and drug charges following that incident last Saturday. Police were called to St. Nicholas Hospital, where Grunow was being treated for a slash wound to his face. Authorities said he had gone to Sheridan School to sell $80 worth of marijuana to four boys, ages 11, 12, and 15. When a struggle ensued, they weren't going to pay. He was slashed by the 15-year-old. During the ensuing investigation, officers went to Grunow's home on North 12th Street and confiscated marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Rusty, that forecast?
We'll see partly sunny skies the rest of today, but cold, blustery as well. High near 22 tonight. Partly cloudy, low near 5. We'll warm back to the freezing mark on Wednesday and up to the 40s on Thursday, but rain is in the forecast.
Like winter today, though, we're at 21 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time now at 12:06.